all day long, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver has been celebrating International Women's Day. And today on the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy is no different. Exploring women's culture, achievement, and struggles through vinyl records and comedy.
Ovary?
Ovary, spelled O-V-A-R-Y, is the round-shaped reproductive glands of the mother's female organs. There is one on either side of the uterus. They are where the egg comes from. The ovaries produce an egg every month.
Uterus.
Uterus, spelled U-T-E-R-U-S, is the slightly hollow organ that connects by a tube to the ovaries. It is in the uterus that the united sperm and egg develop into the new baby, with the uterus stretching like a sack as a baby's body grows bigger and bigger.
Vagina.
Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A, is a canal-like passage between the uterus and an opening between the mother's legs. It is the place where sperm are deposited by the father during mating and the passage through which the baby passes into the new world when it is born.
Testicle.
Testicles.
Oh, now when my baby called me, he called me on the phone. He said, come on and give me some loving, please now. I get so terribly nervous. Oh, I get so nervous. You see, I'm a nervous gal, and I tremble on the phone. Now, when my baby comes up to see me, he says, oh, come a little closer. Closer, please, honey, baby, honey pie. Oh, I begin to shake it like a leaf on a tree. My heart starts beating, beating, you see. I say, baby, I'm a nervous gal, and I tremble all over me. Turn the hi-fi down terribly low. Oh, yes. Oh, you're trying to kiss me. Oh, I think I like it. Oh, I really do like it. Do it again. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, I ain't nervous no longer. Since my baby, he taught me how to kiss. Oh, I ain't nervous no longer. Since my baby, he taught me how to kiss. I used to be a nervous gal, and I used to tremble.
To International Women's Day here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and on the Generation Exploitation Podcast. That was Mae West off an LP that I've played several times on the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Way Out West with Mae West. I'm very fond of this LP. That song called Nervous, and this LP on Tower Records, put out 1968, features a Mae West pullout poster. Not quite 80 years old, Mae West in all her bosomy glory. Still intact in my copy, still inside the record, presumably because nobody wanted to hang it up on their wall. I don't blame them. And before that, we heard
Vagina.
Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A.
That's right. Off an LP called Sex Explained for Children. Came out in the early 1970s on Carapan Records. Part of a three-part series. There's also Sex for Teens and Sex for Adults. This one, Sex, not for children, but explained for children. So a twist on the title of the series for this one, tweaked so as not to offend. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Thanks for joining us here on Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy, and as mentioned, the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Today, we're going to listen to all kinds of fun stuff, some feminist, some not so much, including a record called The Seven Secrets of Selling to Women, put out by the Success Motivation Institute of Waco, Texas. Also an LP of facial exercises to make women look more beautiful. Some music from the Carry Nations off the Beyond the Valley of the Dolls soundtrack. And comedy from Moms Mabley, Joan Rivers, Tracy Allman, Elaine May, and plenty else.
Our funny mother, ladies and gentlemen. How about a nice round of applause for our funny mother, Jackie Moms Mabley, at the Playboy Club.
I am here. Two ladies on a streetcar was having a little chat when one spied a little bug on the other lady's hat. She reached over to pick it off, but very much to her dismay, oh, she was very embarrassed to hear the other woman say, "Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back.
I don't belong to you, so put it back.
Put it back.
Now, be it a bug, beast, or flea, it don't belong to you, it belongs to me. And by the time that I count to three, put it back.
Put it back.
Yo-de-yo-de-yo. Jewelry store, and as they do each year, one went on his vacation while the other one stayed here. Now the one that was here called up the one that was away and said, "Man, I've got misery. Don't you know somebody broke into the store last night and stole all our jewelry?" There was a moment's silence, and then sooner than it seemed, way down in Florida, you could hear his partner scream, "Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Put it back. I don't belong to you, so put it back.
Put it back.
Now I trusted you alone. Now you try to bug me on the phone. Man, before I get back home, put it back.
Put it back.
Last Sunday morning, Reverend Jones was busy fighting sin. From way back in the congregation came an awful din. A great big burly deacon had a brother down in the aisle. And above the din of battle, you could hear that deacon growl, "Put it back.
Put it back.
Go ahead now, put it back.
Put it back.
I don't belong to you, so put it back.
Put it back.
Now when I'm passing that plate about, I want you to put something in, don't you take nothing out. And before I bust you in your mouth, put it back.
Put it back.
Now why not? Man, drop that money, you thieving rascal.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. You are now, for the benefit of y'all that don't know Mom, the name is Mom, the mother of the bunnies. Might not be so good when I start, but when I finish, you'll be glad. You know one thing, children? Now, I don't want any question about my children. I'm the mother of all the bunnies. Got a few Peter Rabbits around, too. I just had a new batch in last week. And I'm putting some more down into other Playboys all over the country. All over the country, we're going to have bunnies. I'm getting pretty old, but I'll try to do the best I can to supply them. And the name is Mom. M-O-M frontwards, M-O-M backwards, upside down, W-O-W. Wow. Don't let my looks deceive you. I've been where the wild goose went. And my slogan is, if it don't fit, don't force it. In other words, if you can't make it, don't fake it. Let somebody else take it. That's what I'm talking about. Quit it if you can't do nothing with it. If you can do something with it, get it. And I want to thank you children for buying Mom's record. Yeah, first time I ever had any money. I mean, that is a little that I could call my own, you know, a little bit for myself. Because all the people I owe is dead. And I ain't going around digging up none of their relatives, I'm telling you that. I remember when I first got married, my daddy, he should have given us something, because he picked him for me, you know, when he should have married him, you know. But it wasn't them kind of people when Mom come along. Wasn't none of them things, you know? See, we had twin beds. My daddy gave us twin beds, and my aunt gave us a nice, brand new, pretty oriental floor rug to go between the beds. I was married to that man 14 years, and that rug was just as new. I went and got a whole lot of song titles, like you children, you know, on them song sheets and song books. And I mixed them up with some commercials, like you hear on the air. And if you children listen to the song titles and the commercials, you'll know the story of the two old maids. Luther, Unchained Melody, the old maids. Now, they wasn't quite that pretty. Two old maids were laying in. Is that my key, Luther? This piano must be out of tune, or I'm out of white one. Two old maids were laying in bed. One looked over. One looked over the other when it said, I'm going to love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. Two old maids laying in bed. One looked over the other one and said, this is my first affair, so please be kind. Keep up with me, Lou. Rest, Joseph. Two old maids were laying in bed. By 1 o'clock, I heard one of them say, I know a certain nice place where we can go and hide our face. And then we won't have to be disgraced. It's Hernandez Hideaway, ole. Today. Two old maids were laying in bed. About 2 o'clock, I heard one of them say, a tisket, a tasket, take your hands off my pants. Two old maids laying in bed. About 3 o'clock, I heard one of them say, starting with the ABC of this, right down to the XYZ of this. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. Two old maids were laying in bed. About 3:30, I heard one of them said, now I'm going to be frank with you. She said, no, you were frank last night. I'm going to be frank tonight.
Even stronger, not a novice any longer.
ovary, spelled O-V-A-R-Y.
Two words in the title of this recording, Seven Secrets of Selling to Women, are usually considered as synonymous, women and secrets. The unusual feature is the fact that secrets are being revealed, but the author, Dorothy Walters, is an unusual woman. A few years ago, she and her husband, with two small children, faced an economic crisis. It was necessary to augment the family income. Dorothy, or Dottie as she's known to thousands of friends, met the situation by discovering within herself a tremendous talent, the ability to sell. Since that time, through cultivation of her talent, she's enjoyed dynamic success in the fields of advertising, sales training, writing, and lecturing. Surely, no other person, male or female, is more eminently qualified to reveal the seven secrets of selling to women than Dottie Walters.
For centuries, woman has been like the Sphinx of Egypt, an eternal mystery to men. Men have cursed her, loved her, enslaved her, worshipped her, but they've always been mystified by her. Now in our modern commercial world, man must try to sell her. Since today most men sell their products or services either directly or indirectly to women, the key to the mystery of why women act as they do is important to every sales organization. American big business is ardently pursuing the American woman customer. All sorts of specialists are being enlisted and millions spent in the quest for the enigmatic, glittering prize, the female buyer. And as if this were not hard enough, men must also sell women no matter where they go, in their homes, in their offices, and in the offices of their clients. Oftentimes, selling the wife of a prospect will turn the trick of closing a sale. The purpose of this recording is to unveil the seven secrets of selling to all women. So in order to sell a woman, you must beat her at her own game. Ever since Eve sold Adam the apple, women have been the experts at persuasion. When you don't sell a woman, remember, she has sold you on no. The first mistake most men make in trying to sell women is that they endeavor to understand them. Now, frankly, women do not want to be understood. The mystery of women you protest so roundly is something we realize is essential to our charm. If you understood all the workings of our minds, we fear you'd love us much less.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. Yes, I'm proud, but my silhouette is curvy. That I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy. Like Billy is ready for the race. I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all curled. I float as the clouds on air dew, 'cause I enjoy being a girl. And my teeth are not teeth, but pearls. I just lap it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when a fella sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk, talk on the telephone for hours. Cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and free male who enjoys being a guy, having a girl like me.
Sixth secret, Ask them to help you.
Women get a true joy from being asked to help. There is something so impelling in a big man sincerely asking a small woman to help him. When he says, "You're the only one that can do it," she absolutely can't resist. And once she's helped you, she is your friend for life. Wise men say the way to make a true friend is to let him help you. But this is much more accurate when you apply it to women. Not only do women love to help, but they especially enjoy it if they have the opportunity to make a sacrifice at the same time. Now, this isn't a sick idea. Women somehow know that one of the great pleasures of this life is the privilege of self-sacrifice. Motherhood itself requires it. A woman who had never had any children asked me when I was expecting a child how I could go through the ordeal of childbirth. I looked at her with surprise. "Oh, it will be easy to do," I told her, "because the child is worth it."
The seventh and biggest secret of all, infuriate them.
Well, perhaps you gasp at this idea. Lord Byron, the poet, who was a tremendous success with the ladies, said, "Feminine means furious, because all passions in excess are female." Frankly, I hesitate to tell you this last secret. Now, you must listen very closely so that you can use it in the right way. If you don't, the secret can destroy you. You see, a woman hides within her furies, whose forces, once released, can conquer any foe. Let me explain. Women are like the sea. The currents and tides which move them every day are regular ebbs and flows until a wind whips them up. Then they suddenly spring to fantastic force. It's no accident the weather department gives hurricanes the names of women. The secret of whipping the waters is to make a woman mad.
The end. anti-feminism of Dottie Walters. That is the voice of the woman we heard there. Playing Into the Enemy's Hands. That is off a rather outdated LP called Dottie Walters Reveals the Seven Secrets of Selling to Women, featuring all kinds of poorly chosen phraseology, including a line in which Dottie states a man must be willing to sell women. Of course, they're talking about salesmen selling women products they don't need, teaching you how to be a capitalist shill and how to exploit women to make as much money as possible. This record on the prolific record label, the Success Motivation Institute, put out several records and books all devoted to salesman techniques. Dottie Walters, The Seven Secrets of Selling to Women, and she was interspersed throughout a couple of tracks there. One called Dirty Words, featuring synonyms galore for the word vagina, off the soundtrack LP, Let My People Come, a sexual musical, a real stage show from 1974. It was a different time. We also heard I Enjoy Being a Girl, a song written by two men, Rodgers and Hammerstein, as sung by a woman named Carmel Quinn, a Irish-American pop singer and lounge singer who was popular throughout the 1960s and 70s, appearing on things like The Dick Cavett Show and Merv Griffin and The Tonight Show as what was called at the time a girl singer. Before that, and before Dottie Walters and her treasonous talk going against women and teaching men how to exploit them, we heard a cover of Helen Reddy's huge number one hit, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, off an LP from the era when the women's movement was really at its strongest. It sadly regressed a little bit since then, as feminists are often demonized by the overwhelmingly powerful right-wing media pundits who have nothing but contempt for progressive movements. But we heard this record titled Honor Thy Woman Self, Songs of Liberation, by the Arlington Street Women's Caucus on Rounder Records from 1975, and I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, a mostly a cappella version other than the zither and guitar that we heard in there. I liked it. Before that, we heard from the Carrie Nations, the fictional all-girl band from Russ Meyer's Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Again, this is International Women's Day, and here I am playing music from a Russ Meyer movie. What's wrong with me? Well, the movie is the story of, I think, emancipated women, and I think the film is about women's empowerment, regardless of who made it. And that's off the original 20th Century Fox soundtrack produced by Stu Phillips, who wrote that song In the Long Run with Bob Stone. Again, the song written by two men, even if it's performed by namely women. Before that, we started off this set with Moms Mabley, not only a pioneer in terms of women in comedy, but one of the funniest stand-up comics who ever lived. A comedian since the days of vaudeville and the black Chitlin circuit. A mainstay at the Apollo in Harlem throughout the 50s and 60s. And this cut we heard off the LP, Moms Wows, Moms Mabley live at the Playboy Club. Oh boy. Ironically, as we celebrate women's emancipation, this LP recorded at Hugh Hefner's Chicago Playboy Club. Well, what can you do? But this record on the Great Chess Records label, and although she rarely joked about it on stage, Moms Mabley was actually one of the first big name lesbians in show business, openly gay, and didn't do anything to hide it when she pranced around offstage. Although there are some lesbian jokes in her act, if you're willing to work through the code. And in that time period, if you weren't hip enough to understand it, it went over your head. And if you're hip enough, you caught it. Such as in the clip we heard about the two maids laying in bed trying to decide who was going to be Frank that night.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and you really ease the pain. The dark days are done, the bright days are here. My Sonny was kind, so sincere. Sonny was so good. Sunshine bouquet, Sonny. Thank you for that love that you brought my way. I know you gave me your all and all. Now I'm feeling 10 feet tall. Sonny, one so true. love you. Don't you know mommy love?
Vagina.
Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A.
Good evening. Once again, the Golden Falcon proudly presents that lusty redhead with her songs for sinners, Miss Rusty Warren.
Hey, ho, hey! I wish that I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Now she shakes it like a jelly on a plate. And all the boys in the neighborhood, they know she does it. Yeah, honey, she does it good. Come on, dear, it feels good. How about you over there? Want to shake it up a little bit? You know what we're going to talk about tonight, so you might as well loosen up, girls. Well, all right, if you don't want to shake it here, I'll tell you what to do. When you go home tonight, you stand in front of the mirror and you take your earrings, your makeup off and everything. Will you do me a little favor and go, would you do that? And you'll say, my God, that dirty broad is right. It really does feel good. Yes, if I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Now she shakes it like a jelly on a plate. And all the boys in the neighborhood, they know she does it. Yeah, Daddy, she does it good. Now my daddy wanted to know last night why all the boys treated Katie so right. I know that I'm late, but I'll be up to date. If I could shimmy like my sister Kate, shimmy like my sister Kate. She's got big boo-boos. That's like knockers, honey. Yeah, shimmy. Enjoying an evening with us. And if I may start the show by saying, we are going to discuss a subject very near and dear to our hearts. One that I talk about and that you do so very well. Sex. And as I look around, I see a lot of married couples in the audience tonight. So if I may, I would like to talk to the wives about what they brought with them. Otherwise known as the driver of the car. Yes, ladies, I don't know if you really understand that every man in the audience tonight has a mission to complete. He was born for this mission. He is dedicated to this purpose, and his whole life is a continuous campaign to give it to us. Give what? What do you think? Every man was born to give us happiness. Oh, yes. And every woman here tonight will receive this gift. But I am sorry to say we ladies don't appreciate it. No, we do not, ladies. You seem to forget that this man has had this instrument of joy since it was a little boy's. And it is now ready for us. But are we ready for it? No, we are not. No, we are not. In fact, I'm sure of all the ladies in my audience tonight, after receiving such a wonderful gift like this from her husband, has never once got up off that bed and said thank you. Oh, girls, you have not done this. You have not made him feel wanted. And what is a man but a little boy? Boy. like he don't even know her. Just as things are building to the pitch they had never known in all the years they were married, all of a sudden you hear, "Mommy!"
Sorry.
That's all right.
Two, three.
Dip.
Enjoy your meal?
Oh, I love Chinese food.
Do you?
Yeah.
Two, three.
What was in your fortune cookie?
Just said that I was gonna take a long trip.
Oh. Whoops, lost you.
I bet you don't know your zone.
Pardon?
I was just saying, I bet you don't know your postal zone. I was talking with a couple of the fellas today. Nobody knows his zone.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. Isn't that funny? I don't. And I lived in the same place for years and years, and I don't.
That's something you just don't remember.
Yeah. Oops.
Sorry.
I keep losing. Yeah.
There's a lot of things like zones, you know, that you're not going to remember. But
no.
Your zone, you want
to. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, if somebody is going to write to you, so many times people have said, what is your address and what is your zone?
Yeah, and you didn't know it.
I have never known what it was.
Yeah.
And it gets there faster.
Two, three. Hmm? What? Faster when you say what the zone is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, they sort it that way.
You dip.
They sort it by zone.
The mailman. Yes. Yeah.
So it's going to be faster.
Yeah. Have you been up here long?
No, it's my first week.
It's sunny.
Would you like to try a little ping pong?
Love to.
Olay.
How feminists want to know, what is it with this International Women's Day? It's like International Groundhog Day. Every year, the international woman climbs out of her burrow in order to take her rightful place in the sun, and then the international man gives her a big smack up the side of the head, and so she scurries back down into her burrow for another year. Snap out of it! Every day is International Women's Day!
Hello there, this is Ern Westmore from Hollywood. And as you know, beauty is my business. Yes, it's been my job as a director of makeup in Hollywood during this past 40 years to glamorize the stars of the screen and teach women throughout the world how to improve their appearance by emphasizing their good features and minimizing their so-called bad features. I say so-called bad features because that feature which you may think is a bad one is 9 times out of 10 the one wonderful feature that can make you a most attractive and beautiful person. Now, before I go any further, I want to take this opportunity to make a very definite promise to you, and it's simply this. If you will be patient and honest with yourself with respect to your face shape and the problems relating to it, then apply the simple, basic holiday magic rules as I explain them to you, I'll promise you, regardless as to whether you are young, middle-aged, or on the wrong side of 50, that you can become a far more attractive person than you ever dreamed possible. Now, I know that there are some of you women who will say, why should I waste my time each day trying to make myself more beautiful? Well, I'll tell you why. If not for yourself, then try to remember this. Your face is looked at, reacted to, and rated by your friends, family, co-workers, employer, and however silently, by a good many strangers wherever you go. To be perfectly blunt about it, your face is on display from early morning until you turn the light out at night. As a pioneer in this fascinating field of beauty, It's been my good fortune to see literally thousands of the most amazing transformations take place in women who took the time to apply the holiday magic principles of skincare and makeup, gained such satisfaction and confidence, such command and control of themselves, that whatever self-consciousness they may have had, it automatically disappeared, and in turn, they not only developed a brand new personality with self-assurance, but I think more important than almost anything, was the renewed hope and the enthusiasm with a real new interest in their daily walk of life. Now I ask you, are these personal values for which most women yearn worth thinking about, worth taking the time each day to become more attractive? Certainly the results cannot be called skin deep. Yes, you spend 24 hours a day growing older. Why not try spending just 30 minutes a day staying young, beautiful, and more attractive? Truthfully, your face and features are not a bit different than that of our Hollywood stars. Yours are exactly the same. The big difference between these successful and totally glamorous women and you is that they take the time to apply all of the basic principles of massage and facial exercise that you're going to learn to enjoy applying to yourself and become a star in your own right. Yes, right in the privacy of your own home. Yes, just the same as the young, glamorous-looking star on the front cover of this album. Who is she? She is the same person that posed for these exercise pictures. Her name is Bonnie Cooper. She's not a model or an actress. She is one of our wonderful holiday magic girls that practices and sells what she preaches. As you can see, she is truly beauty, glamour, and personality. A star in her own right, and the wonderful world of holiday magic. Now then, before I direct you through your facial exercise routines, I want to explain the correct basic fundamental hand manipulations for cleansing your face and giving yourself a facial massage. I find that there's a great many women who have the mistaken idea that because they use cleansing cream to cleanse their face, that's all they need to do. Well, cleansing your face is not massaging. However, by understanding the basic principles of massage, you're more apt to handle your daily cleansing and creaming in a way that will help keep your skin tissues and face muscles firm.
And you are still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and laugh.
Work and plow and slave and do all that work. And I thought it had something to do with...
All day long, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver has been celebrating International Women's Day. And today on the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy is no different. Exploring women's culture, achievement.
So please be kind.
Female, and my future I hope. Being a guy, having a girl.
The sixth secret. Ask them.
My God, that dirty broad is right. It really does feel.
Shapes and positions on blue vinyl. This.
And you have never known embarrassment until you have pulled into a stand for weeks.
Two names on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. Leave you with some Phyllis Diller.
Oh, let me give you an example. I think I can prove it. I went to a starlet's wedding, and here's this dumb little broad. She has exactly two words to remember, and she's been rehearsing for weeks. And she muffed her lines. She said, I did. I wish I had never had the screen test, which I wangled. It was a mess. It was a good picture, though. A Western called Separate Stables. And I had a great line. Everything is happening, and I'm supposed to say they went that way. They went nowhere. And after my test, that director walked right over to me and he said, Miss Diller, I have seen bigger lumps in oatmeal. Putting putting them both together and making one good one. Because, you know, it wouldn't work. Everybody would call me Miss Unicorn. But, you know, I couldn't begin to tell you how grateful I am to the Goodyear people. They're doing some marvelous work now. They have brought out these fabulous new tubeless ones. Oh, they're remarkable. You can spring a leak and make it clear home before your flat. I'm sick of running on the rims. And you have never known embarrassment until you have pulled into a standard station and said, fill her up. That you came to the Hungry Eye tonight, especially it's a holiday. And, but Labor Day has something to do with labor. You know, like unions and people who work and plow and slave and do all that work. And I thought it had something to do with women and babies. Oh, I thought it was my day, you know. I was out in the street screaming and carrying on. Instead, we come into this filthy basement. And risk our lives. The reason I stay on here so long is I dread going back to that dressing room. If you think this is bad, that is worse. It leaks. I have no idea what is upstairs. But whatever is up there, somebody pulled the plug out. I love you all. See you again soon. Good night.
How hot is hot?
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
R-A-W.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
R-A-W.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
R-A-W.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
R-A-W.
Yeah, your radio is deaf. That's what I'm talking about. This is Raw Radio.